Joining us to talk about it, Chris Newman, legal director and general counsel for the National Day Laborer Organizing Network, which is based in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
First off, just kind of walk us through what the judge's basis was for rejecting this before it even got a full hearing.
Well, you summarized the case appropriately. The Sessions Department of Justice challenged three different laws, but really their target was SB 54, which has sort of been described as the flagship sanctuary state law. And last week, Judge Mendez, who is a Bush appointee, denied Jeff Sessions' motion to block portions of those laws, and then yesterday they outright dismissed the case.
Dismissed the case so early in the process that they're basically saying it's not even worth going to a full hearing. You don't have a leg to stand on here.
Exactly. And so, again, Jeff Sessions came in and said, you know, we're suing California. We think that these laws are unconstitutional. By the way, they did so in sort of concert with their supporters in Fox News. They tried to generate this phony story that there was a revolt against sanctuary policies in California. There was a huge concerted effort to undermine the SB 54, and they asked to have the bill blocked. The judge initially said, no, I'm not going to block it, and in addition to not blocking it, I'm going to grant California's motion to dismiss the case because you haven't stated a claim on which you can win.
So explain, first of all, what's intact now? What protections are there for immigrants under SB 54?
SB 54 offers a robust set of protections that prevent local police and sheriffs from carrying out Trump's deportation agenda. And so it provides protections for immigrants that get caught up in the criminal justice system and acts as a firewall, frankly, from allowing the Trump administration to use our local law enforcement agencies as force multipliers for its deportation agenda.
And does Jeff Sessions get to appeal this dismissal?
Well, he definitely can, and we'll see if he does. I think he is put into a little bit of a bind procedurally in terms of how he'll do it. I think we'll see. What I find so interesting is, I mean, he came to California and launched the lawsuit with great fanfare, you know, to try to appease his political base, to try to gin up opposition. But now that he's lost the case, it's almost like a sort of, you know, tree falling in the woods that no one hears because Fox News has moved on to cover other things. But it's a relatively significant development because now, in some sense, Jeff Sessions has really done the deportation abolitionist movement in this country a big favor by removing any lingering doubt about the legality of these sanctuary policies. And also, I think the Judge Mendez's order demonstrates what many of those in the civil rights and immigrant rights advocacy community have said, which is that there is still considerable untapped legal authority that lawmakers in California can use to protect our state from Trump's deportation agenda.
Yeah, that's significant. I mean, from tracking the passage of sanctuary policies at both the local and state level, the argument is rarely on the other side, no, it's a bad thing to protect immigrants. It's no, we don't want to be in violation of federal law. You're saying that just takes all the wind out of that argument.
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to make the case for people who want to sort of really throw out sort of all of our legal jurisprudence and convert local police into immigration enforcement agents. And so I don't understand the mentality of why, number one, they decided to do that as a policy matter, and number two, where they believe that they had the legal authority for a federal law enforcement agency to somehow come in and direct local jurisdiction what to do. So it is difficult to say, but I think, yeah, I mean, I think, at its core, it always comes down to a kind of shallow, what part of the legal don't you understand argument, which to me is unfortunately reflective of how terrible our political discourse on immigrant rights has become.
Chris Newman, can you talk about the significance of this ruling for your membership at the National Day Labor National Day Labor Organizing Network?
Well, I mean, a study came out recently from the Migration Policy Institute that showed that even if Trump wanted to, he wouldn't be able to achieve peak level deportation rates that we experienced under the Obama administration because of policies like SB 54. And so, you know, he could do the maximum amount of interior removals in places like Texas and Alabama, but as long as states like California, Illinois, and New York continue to create barriers to allowing ICE to use their criminal justice system, he won't be able to get those kind of numbers. And so, in a very real sense, SB 54 is serving as a shield to protect people against deportations. And you know, I think that it's really important for people to understand that, you know, as we look at sort of what is happening along the border, which is barbaric and is shocking the conscience of the country, it's important for people to understand that all deportations are sort of acts of violence against families. And it doesn't need to necessarily take place along the border. You know, deportations that occur in the interior of the country can similarly traumatize families, criminalize families. And so, you know, as we all sort of now unite in our condemnation of the type of treatment that we're seeing, we need to understand that what Trump is doing along the border is precisely what he wants to do in our communities as well. And far from being powerless to respond to that, we actually have considerable power at the state and local level to kick ICE out of our communities and to actually advance the agenda to abolish ICE.
Well, Chris Newman, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Chris Newman is Legal Director and General Counsel for the National Day Laborer Organizing Network. He spoke to us from their Los Angeles office.